With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
All right, with all that being said, our good friend here, hey, I got to do this before. Steve! There you go. All right. Our friend Ice Cube's going to join us right now, and I got to tell you, man, I saw him yesterday, and he was there at the L.A. Dodger game. He was delivering the World Series trophy there at Dodger Stadium. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our friend Ice Cube joins us now. How you doing, Ice?
What's up, Dan? How you doing, man?
Hey, Cube, man, that was awesome yesterday, man. You're in the – got the top down yesterday. You're at Dodger Stadium, man, delivering the World Series trophy for the fans of the Dodgers, man. That was dope yesterday.
Man, it don't get no sweeter. You know, as a Dodger fan, you know, I remember, you know, when Reggie hit them home runs in the 70s, broke our heart, you know, us finally, you know, winning in 81. You know, and then, you know, all these years later, you know, we was just, you know, I was on my street Van Wyck watching those games, you know, never thought I'd be a part of a Yankee Dodger World Series, you know, performing. And then, you know, them asking me to come to the parade and now, you know, delivering the trophy. It's like, it don't get no sweeter for a Dodger fan.
Boy, I'll tell you too, Cube, I won't lie, man. I'm a Yankee fan growing up, and I love when you were – I mean, everybody was – I mean, Dodger, Yankees, Celtics, Lakers, man. I mean, those series were so great with those Yankee teams, those Dodger teams with Garvey and Lopes and Dusty Baker and all them guys, Reggie Smith, man. Like you said, I'm a kid watching those series, man. I mean – what's your favorite Dodger moment? Is it Gibson? Is it another moment? Do you remember that when you were a kid that kind of sticks out most when the Dodgers were winning and winning a couple World Series? Is something that stuck out for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, it has to be – it's a lot of moments, but the Gibson home run, you know, if you know, we thinking about it, it's 88. You know, we still on the block. You know, I'm watching the game with Dre and we at Jink's house. You know, it's a house full of people. And it doesn't look like, you know, the Dodgers are going to win this game. But we all stick with it. And look, you know, we wasn't, you know, we wasn't, you know, cocky, but we still felt good. And it comes down to the last – you know, that last swing, and we all run out the house. We all on the block screaming and yelling, you know, that the Dodgers had did it. And so I had Freddie Freeman, too. It kind of reminded me of that time, but it wasn't quite the same.
Now, you're going to have to help me out here on this. Is it 25 years since War and Peace dropped? I mean, Cube, yeah. You got to. Hey, wait, man. I don't want to date you anything or any, but man, has it been 25 years since that thing dropped?
Yeah, you know, now that's the second version. That's the peace disc. It dropped in 2000. And yeah, it's been 25 years. You know, I got records older than that, man. I got records that's, you know, 35 years, you know, 40 years old. So, you know, it's cool to be in the game long enough to have a 25-year album that people dig. You know, I'm still performing a lot of those songs. And, you know, it's still a good time. We're still celebrating the music.
Big three, man. Here we are again. I mean, I've been reading and I got a guy that sent me something. He goes, hey, you know, Cube's now going Australian. I'm like, what? I'm like, hey, man, it's like, what is that called now? It's like NBL. And now it's teaming up with Big Three too. So you guys are going global with this now. And the NBA can't stop you, Cube. You're going global here, man. They do everything they can to try to stop you. But here you are, man. You got to be proud of the expansion.
Well, it's that they can't stop us. You know, people love the product. They love the league. They love our version of 3-on-3. Much more exciting than the FIBA version. And we worldwide now, you know, teaming up with the NBL, which is a great league. You know, probably the second best pro league in the world behind the NBA. And you know, this is the relationship we wanted to have here, but we're to Australia doing exhibitions. You know, hopefully one day we'll have an Australian league, the Australian version of the Big Three going. And this thing will be truly, you know, the worldwide vision that we've had of the league that, you know, basketball is one of those sports that play all over the world, Dan, you know, like boxing and soccer is basketball, you know, so we feel like we can put the Big Three in all four corners of the earth.
Why doesn't the NBA want to work with you, Cube? Instead of like being like, you know, arm's length, why don't they embrace it and say, but you already got the blueprint. You already are putting your back into this. You've already believe in your, you know what, too? You're taking the brands of many of these players that had such great brands in the past, and you're kind of like giving more life to those brands that they have created. You would think the NBA would want to embrace that because they help foster those brands with.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
You know, the players of the past, like Carmelo Anthony and guys like that, why don't they step in and why don't they team up with you instead of fight you?
I have no idea. You know, at a certain point, we got to stop asking ourselves that question and just do what we do. You know, I'm not worried about why. You know, in a lot of instances, that ship has sailed. We're we have new owners. We're planted in cities, and we have a great league that's going to be here for a long, long time, and. You know, the people want it. We're here to stay. You know, the people decide, not the NBA. The people decide if we're worthy of being around for 75 or 100 years like the NBA. So, you know, that's what we're focused on. You know, our fans, the people that's helping us grow this league all over the world.
I got to tell you, Cube, I got to get your take on this here, man. I mean, LeBron James did something that I disrespect, and I don't really look at him as a Laker. I look at him more as a – I think he's a borrowed Laker. I think he's more of a mercenary Laker. That's – I'll never put that dude in the league of Kobe Bryant, but I will say this, and what I didn't like on that Stephen A. Smith is that he's trying to tell me that Giannis would score 700 points if he played back in the day. And to me, Cube, that was a shot more so at Jordan, more than just a shot at the guys of the past. I mean, there's no need for that, man. Those guys paved the way. Like, you always talk about guys like Luther Campbell or people that were in the past that you guys stand on the shoulders of. Instead of doing that, I took that as an insult. There's no reason to take shots at Dr. J. There's no reason to take shots at Magic and Larry. So just to enhance your position on where you are today and where you think the guys are today versus the guys of the past, it's a different conversation. I don't know, man. You tell me what you make of LeBron.
Well, I haven't heard the comment. You know, at the end of the day, you know, trying to compare eras is just a brain exercise. It can happen. And nobody's scoring 700 points in the NBA against nobody in no era. You know, the league was a physical league back then. You know, there was hand checking. There was things that you could do to really put pressure on the ball and the offensive player. And so nobody's scoring 700 points. Can't do it in this era. Definitely can't do it in that era. So that's just not happening. So that's just, you know, somebody, you know, really exaggerating the point. You know, but the fact is, it's just a meaningless brain exercise for sports fans to try to compare eras. It's like trying to play a real fantasy football game. You know, it's like you just can't do it. It's all on paper, baby. It's all on paper.
Couple last ones here for you, Cube. You think Bronny again? I mean, you know, it's funny, Cube. If you're a parent. You know, someone asked me the question, Sills, wouldn't you help out your kid get ahead? Of course I would. Okay? Mm-hmm. Of course I would. And I would do everything for that kid to try to be a professional in anything they wanted to do. I would definitely do that. But you also have to be open for the criticism of what people are going to say because he is a professional, Cube. I mean, how do you – I mean, that's got to be tough for him, for LeBron to balance that on being a professional athlete, knowing that criticism comes – from the media, and yet being a father, that's got to be a tough place for him to be in.
It's a tough place. And, you know, it's the job of a father to protect his family, of course. And it's also the job of the media is to critique athletes and front office and the sports world. So, you know, when he becomes a professional, you know, he's gonna have to deal with the media himself. You know, you can't play for him, and you really shouldn't really talk for him. You know, at the end of the day, he's a pro, and he has to be able to deal with the court, and he has to deal with the media. And has to deal with the public. You can help him figure that out, but it's his, you know, it's his line to walk at the end of the day. You know, I advise my son, you know, how it can be out there in the media and in the public when he decides to say things. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I might say something if the public says something, but at the end of the day, if people are paid to critique his performance and they don't like it, you know, it's really nothing he can say, nothing he should say to them. He should move on and keep it moving or do an interview and speak his mind. But he has to deal with the media himself. It's always better.
Couple last ones here. I got one here. The other day, Tony Dungy was on the show, and I asked him, and I know that you know this man, and I know Amy Trask does, and Tony Dungy believes that John Gruden should get another opportunity at coaching in the National Football League again, and he says that he believes that people have made mistakes, and he says that he should get that opportunity. Eric Allen, who is a dear friend of mine, they lit the torch. He sent me the The flame lighting for him when he was out there with the Raiders, and he still works with the Raiders, believe it or not, and he thinks he deserves an opportunity to get back into the National Football League. Keith, you think John Gruden belongs or has another or should be given another opportunity to coach in the NFL again?
I don't know. You know, I haven't really examined the real reason why he was kicked out. You know, as long as he don't come coach for the Raiders again, I'm done. You know, he done hurt our feelings too much, you know. You know, beating us in the Super Bowl, you know, with Bill Callahan, his best friend or his buddy or his offensive coordinator, and then coming back, trading Khalil Mack, and, you know, just busting up the Raiders and then getting kicked off the team. So if he coaches, as long as it ain't with the Raiders, I'm fine. I don't, you know.
Hold on. I think there's a cube scoreboard here going on with
you. Maybe you should go, coach the Chiefs. You know, that might be the best move for him.
Hey, Cube, so sounds to me like you got a scoreboard going on there a little bit with John Gruden there a little bit. Cube, finally, anything else left there for Big Three? Is there anything right now on the horizon? Anything new that we're going to see this year?
Of course. You know, the Big Three, this is season 8, summer in the city. We planted in 8 cities this year. Will be the home of the teams. We're in Detroit, we're in LA, we're in Houston, we're in Dallas, we're in Chicago, Boston, and we're in the DMV and Miami. So, you know, we're planting flags in those cities. Come out and check us out in those cities this summer. And hopefully next year we'll add 4 more cities to that and keep growing this incredible league.
Absolutely, Cube. My friend John Morgan wants to be part of the Big Three. I told him, and we kind of went back and forth on text messages. So, I mean, you're going to be hearing from him real soon because, get this, he's got a NASCAR now. He sponsors the Yankees, the Red Sox. He sponsors just about every single sporting event that there is. And so he wants to be part of the Big Three. He's a big fan of yours, so. Absolutely appreciate it. Thank you so much, Cube. I appreciate you doing this for me. I thought it was dope yesterday, you in the car, man. Thank you so much.
Anytime, every time, Dan. Take it easy.
You got it, my friend. That is the legendary Ice Cube, man. I really appreciate him doing that. Steve! Go, Steve. Go. Hey, I can't even do a damn interview with Ice Cube because my damn dog is screaming. Yeah.